Could everyone please stand up? Is it time to move a little bit? Can you move a little bit in any way that feels good for you? Down, around, up. This is the perfect anti-computer pose. Pull the shoulders back. Okay, around if you have room. Get the blood flowing. We're just going to do a very short movement now so that we can end with a meditation. Was that music beautiful? Did you love it? Yes, thank you, Lynn. Thank you, Yusuf. They'll be back. Okay, now, just to get you focused, I'd like you to rock back and forth on your feet. You know, like so you're almost not balanced. And then I would like you to stop and feel yourself tall, grounded, stable, here, now. Imagine your roots connected to this earth, very deep. And I'd like you just to take a moment and think, what do you stand for? One word. Allow one word to come into your mind. What do I stand for? And then I would like you to reach your hands all the way up, as high as you can reach. What do I aspire to? Take a moment. One word. What do I aspire to? And now turn all the way around and look behind you. That's your journey to this place. Your entire life, some airplanes and a bumpy road brought you here. And turn yourself all the way back to here and now. Turn the other direction all the way around and look back on the time since you have arrived. Today, last night, and come slowly back to the present moment. And think of one thing you feel grateful for right now. One thing you feel grateful for right now. And tell the person sitting next to you, standing next to you, one thing you feel grateful for. Okay, turn to somebody nearby and tell them. Om Shanti. One last little wiggle before we sit down for a final 15-minute meditation and then dinner. Okay? Okay. Brother Michael.
Nice quiet day. A bit to absorb. Are we well? Happy to be here. What a brilliant meditation. Peace of mind is all about learning how to meditate, learning how to improve my meditation, because today is the end of day 2 of 7, and it goes like that. So what we endeavor to share with you is tools, practical tools for you to imbibe and take with you. Because being here on top of the mountain with lovely people is pretty cool, but when you go back to what you left, what do you do next? So what we will do now together is to build on what Srila Ben. Wasn't that a great class this morning? I've heard this before, right? I'm sitting here hearing it for the first time. And meditation, and I looked up on that deep spiritual tool that we have available called Professor Google about what does meditation mean? And of course you get the telephone book of 58 million definitions, but one struck me, and that was a term that was used in the monasteries of Europe and England in the 1600s, of a word called meditare, which I hope I pronounced that correctly. And this definition was using your thoughts to heal your heart and your mind. That is what meditation is. And what you heard this morning, what you will hear throughout this peace of mind meditation experience, are additional thoughts, information, spiritual knowledge to think about. Because meditation is simply using your own thoughts to improve the quality of how I feel. Sorry, it's not more complicated. Do you understand that? Yeah? So what we're going to do now is, has anyone done Hatha yoga? Anyone done yoga? Yeah. Okay, a lot of people. Well, this is, when you start to think about my thoughts, you're thinking all the time. You're thinking of what you've left behind, thinking of the leak in your bathroom, your clothes, will they be ready tomorrow? All these things you're thinking about, what we're going to have for dinner. What we're going to do is a way to help you be here now, to forget what's happened yesterday, 5 years ago, this afternoon, or what is going to happen tomorrow. Because one of the big benefits of meditation is your improvement in listening. Improvement in listening. So I invite you, now this exercise, you can either open your eyes or close your eyes. It's up to you. I wouldn't do this while you're driving, okay? So take a deep breath in through your nose and just gradually and gently bring your shoulders up. And then as you breathe out, bring them down again. Once again, breathe in through your nose, your shoulders, round and then down as you breathe out. Because the two challenges people tell us with meditation is that I can't control my thoughts and I can't sit comfortably. I feel stressed. So that first exercise just helps you, not you people, but people that try to meditate, they hold stress in their shoulders and their neck. So this breathing and this exercise just helps you, what Judy was saying, is to help the blood flow. And then the next exercise is breathing in again. Turn your head gently. Don't force anything to the right. And as you exhale, bring your head to the front. And once again, take a deep breath in through your nose and turn your head to the left. Again, very gently, don't force anything. And just focus on your breathing. I breathed in and out countless times during the day and the night. My breath is one of my greatest allies to help control my thoughts and focusing on your breathing, you let go of everything and be present here and now. And with your awareness, your conscious awareness, follow your breath in. Begin your journey within to that world that's inside all of us. And it's here that peace is waiting for me. If your mind begins to wander, simply take a deep breath and return to the inner world that I hardly ever notice. It is like there is a room with a beautiful throne inside waiting for me. And I take a moment to sit on my throne of peace. And I look out my eye windows. I speak through the microphone of my mouth. I hear the world through my ears. However, my consciousness, my awareness has begun a journey within. And I give myself permission to take this seat and just allow yourself to be in touch with this quiet world that's inside. I feel my shoulders relax. I feel my arms, my chest, and my stomach just relaxing. My legs, my knees, my feet are just relaxing. The experience of this quiet inner world can be like meeting an old friend, long lost, but now found. by being present and focused in this state of mind. I can feel my own thoughts slowing down. This process of meditation allows me to just be quiet. My breath is also very quiet. I am now in partnership with my breath, which helps me to stay seated on my inner throne. And allow the healing, the natural healing effect on my heart, my mind, and I can spread this vibration of peace to this room. And sitting on top of this mountain, my positive thoughts, thoughts of quietness, can spread to the far reaches of the universe. Because a gift of peace can only grow when you share it. I share it with the world, and then through my feet, I can pass this natural state of soul awareness, spirit awareness, to my mother, the earth. We are all children of Mother Earth. And our mother is asking us to be part of the solution to bring about harmony. So I take a few silent moments to give back to my mother, the earth, the benefit of the wisdom and the beauty of peace that we have learnt today. I wish you a hearty Om Shanti. Thank you for your trust with this exercise. And just feel the atmosphere. You have created this with the positive thinking by the improvement of the quality of what we think about. We can change the atmosphere. So have a great dinner and a lovely, quiet, calm and restful night, and we'll see you tomorrow. Om Shanti.